On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Rob Centers on the other side of the glass, fabulous producer, taking great care of us all the time. He's why. Go to Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Odyssey, you name it, and the podcast will be available shortly after our discussions with Della Hutchinson is back in our studios. She's president of the Lewisburg Arts Council and is serving as project manager for the Lewisburg Arts Festival that's coming up on Saturday, April 29th. So, Della, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. We really appreciate the chance to come and talk about all the great things that we have coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for mentioning that the Arts Festival was going to be on Saturday, April 29th. I know a lot of people in the Valley are really looking forward to that. It's a favorite event for so many people. But I'm here to talk about something that many people may not know about, but those who do are anticipating it with just as much excitement. And that is the day after the Arts Festival. So Sunday, April 30th, is our annual plein air day at the Dale Engel Walker House, just west of Lewisburg, off of Strawbridge Road. And this is a day where people can come spend time in nature doing artwork and learning about how to do artwork. And so that's why we're here today.
All right, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to mention the Arts Festival, the Saturday events, and the rest of the Lewisburg Arts Council work. But the presenter or mentor, what's the precise word?
I'd like to call myself a presenter, Mark.
Okay, fantastic. So the presenter, Kelly Charlesworth, is here, and she'll be leading the workshop. So if folks aren't familiar with it, we've talked about this probably a little bit each year, but never in great detail. Tell us about what you'll present that day.
Okay, well, what we're going to have is I'll be leading a workshop in plein air style. And for anybody who doesn't know, plein air is a French term that means in the open air. Back in the old days, people were kind of stuck within their homes painting with ground-up pigments. The development of paint, though, where they made it portable, enabled people to go outside and paint right on site. So that kind of sprung a whole new genre of art, impressionism, and that sort of thing. So when you're thinking of Monet and Renoir, that's the similar style to that. You're basically trying to capture the light, capture the atmosphere. It's a real fun way to paint. And for anybody who's never tried it, I would suggest give it a try. You don't have to be an art expert. You are not trying to paint within the lines. You're trying to capture a scene and capture a moment. So the workshop's going to run from 9 to 11 that day. It's free. We suggest registering beforehand so we have an idea of how many attendees there might be. Students are welcome to attend as well. And you could bring any medium, oil paints, acrylics, watercolor, and the idea is just to go out to the Dale Engel Walker property, which is a gorgeous property and historic. You can paint anything that day, the stone building itself or the surrounding landscape. Hopefully we'll have some nice weather, and if we don't have nice weather, we're still going to paint, because sometimes you get some of the more interesting paintings when you're painting out in the elements. So yeah, it's a basically a two-hour workshop that I'm going to lead and show anybody. You could be a complete beginner with this. If you've never given it a try, I suggest it's a great day to come out and give it a try.
All right, and we've seen the work of Simone Roy, and she walked us through plein air once years ago, and I just think it's a fantastic thing, and I've yet to actually see it. I've seen pictures of her out painting, but it's just a person in an easel, and maybe their vehicle's nearby, but sometimes they pack, you know, and take stuff with them into the field. So, okay, so you're going to be presenting that. It is Sunday the 30th, 9 to 11. Go to LewisburgArtsCouncil.com to get more information about signing up for plein air. Kelly Charlesworth is going to be the presenter. Let's go back to the day before. So walk us through the big Lewisburg Arts Festival and then mention the 2 weeks of activities, Della.
So the Arts Festival on Saturday, April 29th, kicks off our two-week celebration of the arts. It is the most well-known event of our two-week celebration, and I would just recommend plan on spending the entire day in Lewisburg. This is the year, and forgive me for using a popular reference, but I'm calling it, this is a year of everything, everywhere, all at once. And I literally mean that, because we have, in addition to the shopping with over 100 juried artists present. We have dining in four different food courts. We have entertainment that starts at 10 a.m. and ends at 5. We've got interactive arts in Hufnagel Park, and that place is going to be hopping. All kinds of different local nonprofits are setting up booths and providing activities for children and for adults. It's going to be amazing. And we have art exhibits, two different art exhibits that are that'll be open all day. One of them is our featured artist, Jane Albin. Her work will be on display at the Open Door Gallery by Lori. And we'll also have a photography exhibition. It's our first time back since 2019. With that. So we're super excited about that.
And where will the photography exhibit be?
That will be at Community Partnerships right next to Sweet Frog. So if you know where Sweet Frog is, right in the center of town, it's right in that little corridor right next to it. So hopefully folks will have time to stop in, take a little break at each of those places and check out the artwork. We also have 5 different poetry stations that will be spread out throughout town, thanks to Bucknell University. And I want to just say, for those of you who hate dealing with the parking, because parking is an issue, we understand that, we have shuttle buses running from the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau on Hafer Road. They're free. They're running half an hour before the festival starts to half an hour afterwards. So from 9:30 to 5:30, free shuttle buses. And this year, because we had so many people wanting to use the shuttle buses, as last year, we have rented a third bus instead of just 2, and we have buses that are going to each end of town exclusively. So one will go to the east end of the festival, drop people off. You can walk all the way to the west end, catch the other bus at the other end, and go back to the parking lot. So you've got, in no matter which direction you come from, east or west, you've got somebody waiting there to take you back to your car at the end. And I'm really excited about this. We are offering for the first time ever an accessible bus that will pick people up at our accessible parking at Lewisburg Pharmacy. And we have 4 stops around town. The first one is the pharmacy. It'll drop you off at 4 different places. So if you have limited mobility, and we know that there are lots of folks who want to enjoy the day outside, but it's a tough festival. You can, what I would suggest is park at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, hop on the shuttle bus, get off at the stop at 7th Street. That's the only one with the light. Get off at that stop and then make your way to Hufnagel Park. So that's about a block and a half. And then you can get back on the shuttle if you want at the end of Hufnagel Park and then go back to your car. So it's a shorter version, but doable for those who only can do a little bit.
That's all you got going on. That
it's just
you call that a festival?
It's
honest
a festival.
That is just crazy. Everything's going to be on all at once. Now, some of the activities are going to endure for 2 weeks, like the displays at the Open Door Gallery by Lori. That continues, right?
Yes, yes. So that is that opens this Friday. Friday,
okay,
April 14th.
So that opens a whole week ahead.
Yeah, so we get our featured artists to have a little extra time, and we're having an opening reception Friday night, 4 to 6, Open Door by Lori. That's at 430 Market Street. And anyone is welcome to drop by and say hi to Jane. And I did want to mention Jane's artwork, the artwork that we've chosen for this year, was actually painted during a previous plein air day at the Dale Engle Walker House. So when you're looking at Jane's artwork, you're seeing work that was done in conjunction with the celebration of the arts activities. So we've got 2 art exhibits going for the whole 2 weeks. The weekend after the arts festival, so Saturday, May 6th and Sunday, May 7th, we've got workshops that are going on. Those are all free, as Kelly's is the weekend before. And that's thanks to Bucknell University for providing us with the funding for that. And so all of the information about the workshops is online on our website, LewisburgArtsCouncil.com. Just find the picture that says celebration, click on that picture. It will take you to all of the details that you could possibly want.
Please make a pitch for folks to go. Just a quick invitation.
This is a not-to-be-missed event. You really want to come to the Lewisburg Arts Festival. Find out all the details online, on our Facebook. You can email us at info@LewisburgArtsCouncil.com if you have specific questions. And we know it's going to be a fantastic day. We have so many people to thank. I can't begin to do it on air. But if you go to our website, you will be able to see the list of the many businesses who made it possible. I just want to give a quick shout out to Hummel Station LLC for providing us with entertainment in Huffnagle Park during the day at our main stage. I want to give a shout out to the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau for the transportation, the shuttle buses, and to Evan for providing us with comfort stations and hand washing stations throughout downtown. So
fantastic.
It's just going to be a great day. All kinds of fun things, all free, and for all ages.
LewisburgArtsCouncil.com. Let's see, Kelly, do I have a painter in me? I can do house painting.
I think you do. And if you don't even need to know how to draw a stick figure to do this, we're just going to take some colors and see if we can make it reflect the gist of the day.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, I don't think there's a gifted painter in me, but I just feel like there's one in there trying to get out.
I can see it.
You can see it. You have that vision.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Della Hutchinson is president of the Lewisburg Arts Council and the project manager for the Saturday Arts Festival on the 29th. Kelly Charlesworth will be the presenter and mentor at the plein air workshop. That will be on Sunday the 30th from 9 to 11. All the details at LewisburgArtsCouncil.com. Thank you both so much for all you're doing.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having us.